This is Broken to Barbell,
the podcast about three 20-somethings journey through fitness, mental health, and everything in between. Broken to Barbell isn't just our name, it's our mantra.
It's a reminder of where we've been, where we're going, and how a barbell helped us change our lives.
All right, episode 2 of Broken to Barbell. Here we are.
Welcome back.
My name's Tanner.
What's up, guys? It's Carly.
And Sam here.
Samantha. So in this episode, we're going to tackle relationships and how they, for me, affect us mentally, but also how they affect our workouts, our diets. But before we get into that, last episode, we set goals for ourselves. So now we got to pay the piper. We've got to check in on our goals. So Sam, you set daily goals you wanted to set strict daily routines. You wanted to do cardio in the morning. You wanted to make to-do lists. You wanted to pack your lunch. And you wanted to finish a gallon of water every day before you went to bed at night. How'd you do on your daily goals?
I hope everyone heard that sigh. Not well. After I looked back at the goals that I set myself, I didn't really do anything that I set. So there's that. Just going to be honest.
Oh, no.
I still drink about like a half a gallon to a gallon of water every day. Just depends on the day, really. But I don't do my cardio in the morning. And I do lists, I guess, but that's just been always like a thing that I like to do. I write lists for everything.
So don't you have to get up really early?
Do I have to get up early?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have to be at work by like 6 and I have a 40-minute drive. So realistically, to do cardio in the morning is just like out of reality.
You could bike to work.
Yeah.
How long of a drive? Did you say it was 40 minutes?
Yeah, it'd probably take me 3 days to get to work, but.
Okay. So daily goals, not super on point, but that's okay because here come my daily goals. But Carly, we'll go with yours next. You wanted to be asleep by 9:30 every night on weeknights. You wanted to wake up every morning at 5, and you wanted to start each day with a cup of hot lemon water and egg whites before work, and then your black coffee once you got to work. So how'd you do?
So looking at those, it looks like I only stuck to the black coffee.
The worst one!
I'd say this last, at least this past week, I've been going to sleep at like midnight, 12:30. I don't know what's going on, but I have not been waking up at 5. I haven't been going to spinning in the morning. Definitely haven't been doing the hot lemon water, and I definitely haven't been eating egg whites. being completely honest, but the CrossFit Open started last night, and it's 5 weeks of insane workouts, and I forgot to mention that in my goals because it was such a big deal. I just overlooked it, I guess. So I was telling myself, you probably shouldn't overdo it this week. So I, went to spinning in the evenings this past week instead of CrossFit to gear up for it. But it completely wrecked me last night, emotionally, physically. I was on the brink of tears, puking. It was awful. To be dramatic, I'd say. But, yeah, I definitely didn't stick to my daily goals whatsoever.
My daily goals, I said I was going to try to eat better during my weeks, and I really wanted to cut out pop and alcohol. So
how's that going?
A little bit here, a little bit there. Sometimes I ate good, sometimes I did not.
Well,
but
that's good.
I definitely didn't cut out pop and alcohol. Like last weekend, it was so like beautiful on Sunday that afterwards we had dodgeball, and then it was like, no, I'm going to be an adult and go home and do my taxes. And I didn't do that. Instead, I went to the bar and drank. And I had Jack and Ginger. So right there,
that's
killed that.
And alcohol, yeah.
And the better eating is half and half because, I mean, I don't know. I guess I do let my emotions really, really like. Carly just burped into the microphone.
That was accidental.
I wish I could have a picture of your face when you looked over at me right then.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, so because sometimes I'll be like, yes, I want a salad today, and I'm the picture of health. And then the other days it's like, oh, there's chili mac and cheese bake happening.
Time out.
What?
Downtown, have you been to Corner Mercantile in the PNC Tower?
Corner Mercantile?
It's like an upscale buffet.
God, buffet.
Do those two words work together?
Upscale buffet?
I went there yesterday, and you pick your entree, and then they give you, like, you can either get one side or two sides, and my entree was, like, blackberry glazed turkey breast. It was basically, like, Thanksgiving turkey, and then I got green Parmesan green beans as my side, like, for $10. So it's a good, but they had pesto salmon, they had grilled chicken, so it's, like, a better, healthier option for lunch that's fairly close to you.
I'll have to look it up. I've never heard of it.
It's in the new PNC Tower.
Is it expensive?
It's diagonal from Hello Bistro. No, it goes on weight, but mine was $10.
What, me? Like, I get on a scale and they weigh me?
Like, say, so I only got one side, but if you get two sides, it's obviously going to be more.
Okay.
I wish the Plaza served blackberry turkey.
Oh, my God, it was
turkey.
Amazing.
It blackberry
was
turkey.
Amazing. But anyway, that's just one thing you can look to downtown.
That's, yeah.
Aside from your...
Well, and, like, I have been trying to... I do try to get, like, the meat option, whatever it is, and then a vegetable side. So it's like, okay, like, at least I'm not... Like, sometimes they have, like, a weird cream, like, chicken and cream thing, so I try not to get that because of all the cream, you know? Like,
yeah.
But, like, the chicken's fine. So we didn't do very good on our daily goals, I don't think. So what do we do to, like, to make a daily goal that we're gonna keep?
I'm about to cut back on my daily goals because that's just, like, there's 8 different things right there. So
I think that's reasonable. Like, we need to pick to limit maybe one goal to stick to for the day.
Yeah. So
okay. So Sam, one new daily goal for our next podcast.
New.
To drink a gallon of water daily. I need water bad.
Okay, drink a gallon of water daily. Okay, Carly, can you put that in the Google Doc? So that way we'll put it in for our next episode to recap.
You talking to me?
Okay. I see your little pink thing on the Google Doc with Carly. Just put for next episode or something.
All right, I guess my new daily goal would be to eat breakfast every day.
Okay.
Because I rarely eat breakfast. So, and everyone's like, if you're planning on losing weight, like, you need to eat every meal of the day. Start with a healthy breakfast. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I set my alarm for 5:50 and I end up snoozing until 6:50, I need to be out of my house by 7. It's kind of tough to eat.
Oh, my God. Breakfast. Really? You only give yourself 10 minutes?
I, like, fly around.
Oh, my God. I'll say. I think easily for me, cut out pop. And because I don't want to cut out alcohol.
Pop is so good.
Yeah. But it will be easier for me to cut out pop because then I can, you know, okay, then if you're going to drink a beer. Don't drink pop and spirit, you know, like.
Yeah.
Or drink, like, vodka water with lemon.
Gross.
I don't want to pay for water, though.
That used to be Carly's signature drink.
Now let's quickly touch on our weekly goals. Sam, you wanted to exercise 6 times a week, and you're only implementing 1 cheat meal a week. How'd you do?
Exercising good. I actually have to, like, tell myself to take a rest day because I've noticed that I've been, like, working a little too much, and I'm not giving myself enough time to recover. So I made my rest day on Thursdays, so it's kind of like in the middle of the week. But other than that, the exercising's good. Cheat meals, I'm having a hard time doing, like, the program of it's counting macros, and it's, like, kind of like you can eat whatever you want as long as it fits your macros, but then I eat junk. So I'm trying
Did
to have
you mention that in your
yeah if it fits
in
your
blog
macros.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, like, implement, like, cleaner eating. And not having just, like, junk that fits in my carbs, fats, and proteins daily.
I was just talking to Tanner. I'm about to hire a nutritionist.
Do it.
Down here. Because I'm not motivated to stick to my diet. And, like, I feel like I'm definitely, like, an emotional eater, I'd say. I just eat all the time. Like, when I'm sad, I eat.
I'm a boredom eater.
Yeah, same.
I ate so many potato chips at mom and dad's this weekend.
In fact, today I just ate an entire box of mac and cheese, so holla.
So then, Carly, your weekly goals. Make it to either spinning or CrossFit every day of the week, but don't use spinning as an excuse to not go to CrossFit. How'd you do?
Let's just chalk up Carly's goals as a big fail.
No.
Like I said earlier, I mean, I didn't go to CrossFit all week leading up to the Open. I have been going to Body Lab on Saturdays, which is a mix between running on the treadmill and body weight exercises, and it absolutely sucks. I hate running, but it's a start. And like spinning, I'm definitely using that as the easy way out. So I think I'm just kind of in a weird mental state right now, and what? I need to crawl out of it.
Well, I mean, for me, hearing that, like, I think that it doesn't matter if spinning is an excuse for CrossFit because it's still exercise. You know,
yeah.
It's not like you're getting rid of exercise. You're just doing a different exercise.
I think I just beat myself up over all this stuff all the time for no reason.
Well, sometimes if I have volleyball or dodgeball, I'm like, oh, I didn't work out today. Oh, but I did just play 2 hours of dodgeball and 1 hour of volleyball today.
Yeah.
Like, I forget that I do that, and it, to me, it doesn't feel like exercise, but I guess it is, you know?
And even on that end, like, I park on the North Shore every day and walk to my office. It takes me, like, a solid 20 minutes each way.
Do you know how many steps it is? Like, do you have a Fitbit or
I
something?
Don't use my Fitbit anymore, but I used to, and it was always insane. But, like, I forget that in and of itself is exercise, even if I don't make it to...
Is some movement, yeah.
CrossFit that day. But,
And my weekly goals were exercise 4 to 5 days a week. I think I'm doing pretty good, but I mean, that was like a really vague goal I set for myself too. So between playing volleyball and going to the gym, I think I've done that. The quality of some of those, I don't know if I could say that they were always the best workout or something, but at least I made it.
Yeah.
I'll count that as a good.
Speaking
if I did bad on my daily, I want to do good on my weekly at least.
Speaking of that, Sam's not going to do it, but I want to put a team together to do the Tough Mudder half.
Oh, I'm in.
It's only 5 miles.
Oh, I'm in.
And 13 obstacles. It's in September, so I have enough time to, like, prepare.
Oh, my God. It'll be so much fun and
I know.
So easy.
And, like, Natalie wants to do it.
I'm in.
Chris said he would do it. I highly doubt that. But Jenny's sort of interested, so we're going to try to pull together a bunch of people.
Okay.
I'll come watch you while I'm in the literally final days of my bikini prep. I'll probably want to kill everybody,
all
but
right,
it's okay.
Cool.
Ooh, okay, so I forgot about our monthly goals. So here are our monthly goals. So for me, I said I want to do the undie run 1 week. I wanted
the undie one.
The undie one. I wanted to do the underwear run, and I wanted to have 1 week of clean eating. So I did the undie run and I did not do 1 week of clean eating. So that was fun.
Your undie run pictures
yeah.
looked awesome.
Yeah, it looked awesome. My mom's like, I think it was my mom was like, is Tanner dating that girl? I was like, no, mom. Like, Tanner's gay. You know this. She's like, I know, but like, I didn't know.
Oh my God. I literally had so many people crawl out of the woodwork and be like, hey, what's up? Like, after I posted pictures of myself online in my underwear. I'm like,
was
that transparent?
Oh, man, I almost name dropped, but I'll ask you once we get off get off of this.
You type it right now into the document, and I'll tell you if one of the people was. No, but yes, he did comment on I think a picture, but.
Oh my god, this podcast is.
But no, this. I can't even talk too much about it because this person will know exactly who they are if I talk about it. But we went on. I can't.
We'll yeah. discuss it later.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like, oh my God, you're so transparent. And then Sam, clean eating healthy for 1 whole month.
Yeah, how'd the whole 30 go, Sam?
We did the whole 2 weeks. But
the whole 14.
The whole 14. Yeah.
But I will say I haven't really put dairy back into my diet. I mean, coffee creamer, that's about it. And I've noticed a huge difference in like bloating and stuff. So I'm interested to see what would happen if I'd actually do the whole 30.
Yeah, I was actually considering it.
It's really easy, but I like cheese a lot.
And what else did you say? Oh, eliminate dairy. So you did, I think you did pretty good. Cause I remember you texting about it saying that you felt like you were doing well with the dairy, but Carly, deadlift 300 pounds. Did you do it?
No, honestly, I don't even know why I put that as my monthly goal, because I don't, we don't do heavy lifts, and I'm not about to go in there on my own time and practice heavy lifts, because no, like, we had that community day and our strength coach was like, honestly, everything you're doing is training. So like once a year you're competing and trying to hit those heavy weights. So like, yeah, it's cool if you can be like, yeah, I can deadlift that, but like, mm-hmm. try not to get too wrapped up in the amounts. So I think another one of my goals was like front squat 200, which we did do heavy ones last, like 2 weeks ago, and I did 165, and I'm like, you know what, I'm content with this. So
yeah,
like, there's no sense in like pulling a muscle,
yeah,
or something. But
oh, sorry.
So as far as cutting out pop and dairy entirely, I guess I haven't really done that.
You did good with no coffee. You drink black coffee now, right?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee creamer anymore. I don't eat dairy, I guess. That's one plus. But I still eat cheese occasionally.
That's dairy.
I know. I'm just saying, like, my main source of dairy was coffee creamer.
Oh.
And, like, pop. Last night we went to Eaton Park and I had a pop.
That's
because
not bad.
I was dying after the Open. I'm like, I deserve this. And then maintain sobriety. I'm still sober.
That's
and
good.
I've lost 6 pounds in a month. Not
that's
10,
good.
But
I feel like 10's a lot to lose in a month too. To me, I mean, that sounds crazy.
I mean, if I could eliminate everything.
Well, yeah, but that'd be like, that's a cleanse.
Yeah.
You also have to like throw up water every day to
yeah.
get 10 pounds, I feel like.
So I think I'm going to restructure my goals.
All right. So I think a good thing we can do is for our next blog post, we all do a mini goal update blog post, you know,
yeah.
just a few lines. Here are our three goal things and go from there. That's where I was doing the Spartan training and I fell and landed on the concrete pillar down at the point.
Wow.
Point State Park. And it busted my leg open and I got 3 stitches.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please tell me that you're going to edit this a little bit.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm not editing any of this out.
At least we're not live. Jesus. That was giving me anxiety the whole time.
Really? The live thing?
Yeah.
Because of all 5 people that tuned in?
That looked like a total boof.
Okay, so now the nitty-gritty. Relationships. I advocated that we do relationships as our second episode because I recently got dumped and it really affected my diet and my exercise. And so I felt that this podcast was like a perfect platform to talk about it on.
And it's February, the month of love or some shit, right?
The month
right?
of love, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can read more about how that affected me in my blog post from on February 14th, 2017. But so just some general questions for you guys. Our first one is, do you work out more or less in a relationship? I think I tend to work out a little bit less on some levels because sometimes if it's between me going to hang out with the guy I'm dating or go to the gym, I'm like, I want to like maximize my time with him. So I will skip the gym to go hang out.
Same.
I agree. Like,
and I gained weight when I started dating Chris for show because
yes.
We literally just went, we would just go out and drink and then get order takeout and eat like shit.
Yeah.
So, I personally think it's a hell of a lot easier to work out when you're single. Because for me, I used to work out more. Like, that's when I started doing CrossFit, was when I was single. For all the wrong reasons, though, which
yeah.
I highlighted in my blog. Like, I was like worried about, I guess, getting men's attention. So I was like more motivated to work out, like more motivated to eat right and whatnot. But that's a terrible reason to want to work out. So just disregard that if you're looking for life tips from Carly.
Sam, like your marriage, how's that affected it?
I think, well, basically a lot of people, especially in this area, kind of whenever you get into a relationship or you definitely get married, you kind of put your health on the back burner because everyone around here is usually getting ready to have kids or having kids. And then they just put everything into anything else except for their health.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told Scott one day that I've refused to do that, especially after everything that happened with me on the anti-anxiety medicine and stuff. I just decided that that was going to be a big part of my life. And so whether he likes it or not, I'm going to the gym every day. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, I don't know. I just try to keep in mind too, like, luckily some in the past that I could, like when I was doing Spartan training, I was like, felt really obligated to go to Spartan training because there's like 15 people there that go every time and I'm not going because I'm like going on dates and stuff, you know what I mean? So that's,
yeah,
it was, that was kept me a little bit more accountable. But then when that ended and it was up to me, I didn't do so well. So this might be a question that's like just for me at the moment because I'm the only one seeking out somebody to date. But do you look for people with the same fitness goals as you? And I mean, for us, maybe it means mental goals too. I don't think so. I don't know. Because I feel like my fitness and mental goals are kind of uniquely me, you know?
Yeah.
And I admire if they have their own fitness or mental goals, but, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that you necessarily have to look for someone with the same goals as you, like physical goals and stuff like that. It definitely helps. It is very hard when, like, say you're training for something and you know you have to do all these things and that other person is sitting on the couch chomping down on Cheetos. But in the same sense, like, it's kind of nice to have your own thing too.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get my boyfriend to come to CrossFit or spinning or anything with me for the life of me. But that's his prerogative, so we make it work.
I think too, like, I do with volleyball and dodgeball and stuff, you know, like, if I were to date a guy from volleyball, it'd be fun for us to play together, you know, but at the same time, like, I do like that I have, that's like my hobby, that's my thing, you know, like,
yeah.
And
then what if you break up?
Volleyball's been with me longer than any of my relationships, so.
Well, that's like, that's how my boyfriend and I met. We're on the same PSL softball team. Which is fun because it's like our weekly thing that we do together.
Yeah.
But it's not really, I mean, it's not the gym.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But he wants to like make a sort of home gym type thing in our basement. So maybe we'll do that. And he got me something huge for my birthday. I don't know what it is, but it came in a gigantic box. I'm hoping it's a rower.
It'll be like Frank Underwood and Claire.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm picturing in our basement, but who knows? It's hiding out in our closet right now.
Jeez, I know all about that.
good pun.
Narf narf. I think I don't know, a coworker of mine, he and the person he's with, they work out every night.
Aww.
At their house together. Like, they don't, neither of them have a gym membership, and they work out every night together. So it's like, I hate working out at home because I don't have the motivation to do it. But if I was like coming home to somebody and
yeah,
we worked out together, it would be a
easier.
Whole different story. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's like, hey, you get home at 5, we'll work out for an hour, like, and then
yeah.
Maybe we'll bang afterwards.
I just my motivation is so slim whenever I get home from work, so it's like, no, I'm not about to do a beach body video right now. Like, no
yeah.
way. And even if I do put it in, I'd just be like, all right, I'm gonna scale this.
Okay, so sometimes relationships really get in the way, and so you need to drop the dead weight. Like, what do you guys consider dead weight as a relationship goes? Like, I think for me, that means somebody who actively does not support your fitness goals. Like, you know, you can really, all it's taken out of your day is maybe an hour every other day or something, you know, like, but I just think that's probably like, to me, what dead weight means, people who are actively against your fitness goals.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I don't know, maybe dead weight's a little harsh of a word. I guess, like you said, if someone's not actively supporting you, at least being like, okay, I understand what you're doing. I may not want to do it, but that's fine with me. Then I think you need to let that person or persons go. Or someone that is like, say, all they do is go out all the time and they want to go out to eat all the time, and you just can't do that because it's not in line with your goals. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just can't, like, you just have to tell them, no, I'm sorry, I can't hang out with you if this is what we're going to do all the time.
Somebody like too, who like wants to bring you down, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That makes sense. Cause that's, I'm thinking, you know, what if somebody's like actually actively influencing you to, like, I guess dropping the dead weight does sound bad, because like, what if I have a friend who's like, get the burger, not the salad. Like, I'm not necessarily going to stop talking to that friend just because it made me eat bad for one meal.
Yeah.
How can we rephrase that? Instead of dropping the dead weight, like, be more personally accountable?
I heard like a thing.
Just try to explain yourself to them why you don't want to live that lifestyle.
You are, I think it was like, you so are bad. The.
It's so bad. Make it go away.
What just happened?
I farted.
Oh my god. Okay.
This will be edited because it's about me and I have the editing power.
So I think that the thing that I heard was that you're the combination of the five people that surround you. So if you're surrounded by negative people all the time, you're not going to get anywhere near your goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also if you're negative yourself, because I feel like it's just this week I'm being so negative. And I don't even know why. Like, I just got a new job. Like, I just quit my current job. But I'm still in, like, a terrible mood. And I don't know why. So, I don't know.
I think it's just changed.
It is, I was going to say, it is changed. That's, like, a lot to deal with, regardless of good or bad.
So, my new start date was supposed to be... This is totally off topic, but what else is new? My new start date was supposed to be March 13th. And I replied back. I'm like, can I start on the 20th? And they were like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm taking a week to just, like, breathe.
There you
I
go.
Think I'm going to go to Ohio Pile and take the dog.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. So I just need a mental vacay. Maybe that'll help my negativity and get back on track with
so
everything.
Back to me. I mean, like, so back to relationships. I, again, looking back at my recent blog from the 14th of this year, how have you guys dealt with heartbreak in the past?
Drank a lot.
Yeah.
I think
he had a giant
mole. Oh, it's still there. You guys are grossing me out through the camera.
Carly's picking a hair off my back.
So when my ex broke up with me for another girl, I was like crushed for no reason because he actually sucked ass.
Isn't that what always happens?
But in the immediate aftermath, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym every day at 5:30 in the morning. Then I'm going to go back at 5:30 at night. This was whenever I was in Clarion. And I'm like, I'm going to make him want me back. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to get back together and all this stuff. So I lost a bunch of weight. And then the new girl, like, broke up with him. And after, like, a month. And he, like, came crawling back. And I put him through hell for, like, 6 months. Like, making it seem like I was going to get back with him. But obviously, I just wanted to, like, F him over.
Yeah.
Because he did that to me. But... moral of the story is that breakup gave me so much motivation to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone, like, recreates themselves when they get broken up with. And not so much when you're doing the breaking up.
Yeah. I
you know? Well, like, because it's just, you're just, like, scorned and you're like, I'm going to do this for me now.
In my past relationships, I've always been the one dumping somebody else. So, like.
Oh.
And it was a while ago, though. So, like, now I'm like. I can't really remember how I felt in those. I guess I felt, I don't know, maybe a sense of relief, you know, because it was like, obviously I wasn't in having a good time and I needed to, I don't know. Now this sounds mean. I feel like I'm being mean to those guys, but you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know.
It's definitely different on the other end, side, yeah. No matter what.
Hello from the other side.
I remember breaking up with my high school boyfriend through a text message. And then Like that evening, Brandy, like, still to this day talks about this
oh,
moment.
No.
She's like, we were walking through the hall, like, by the cafeteria, and you, like, fell into the wall and started crying because you felt bad for breaking up with, we'll call him Tom.
Who was it? Type it in. I don't know who it was.
And she's like, oh, you broke up with him. And I'm like, oh, you're right.
And you were like,
I like wipe. Yeah. I like wiped my tears away and kept going on with my
day. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I did
text message breakup.
I did really bad dealing with heartbreak for my first time. I ate a lot of crappy food. I didn't work out for 2 weeks.
With this most recent one?
Yeah. I did really bad. But then, I don't know, like I wrote about, I had my little treadmill epiphany. Like, it was just like, hey, you know, I got to focus on me now. And really, I don't know. It was like so black and white, that moment. Even though I wasn't better at that moment, like, I don't know. I feel like that started it, you know?
Yeah. And I think you're in such a good spot in your life. Like, you have an awesome job. You're losing a ton of weight. You have all these things that you do, like all these hobbies. You have a ton of friends. So that helps, you know, because like I can imagine, I don't know, like not having a support system. Like if for some reason my boyfriend and I right now were to break up. Obviously, I don't want that to happen. But like, if I didn't have friends to support me, like I think I'd probably be in a pretty dark place.
There was definitely a lot of people that, you know, I felt like kind of alone and everything afterwards. And then like, I'm sad that it happened, but I'm really glad that it happened too, because it like really shone a light on the people in my life that matter, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, these people are like really awesome, and I feel like I kind of underappreciate them.
What are you doing with that?
I don't know.
Speaking of support,
you know, it really made me appreciate people.
When I was in college and I was having a very shitty time with my high school boyfriend into college, I remember one time an incident happened, and Carly and Brandy drove up to Erie to pick me up, and. Oh, yeah. When they got up there, me and my stupid boyfriend were okay, on okay terms. And I felt so shitty. But the fact that they drove the whole way up there was like, it was just a good feeling to know that you had friends on your side when something was going horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Well, and some of those same people are the people who were reaching out to me after I posted my heartbreak blog. I'm with Cupid, stupid. And like, you know, so that was also like kind of reaffirming, you know, mm-hmm. the same people who were there for me right after, also 2 months after.
Yeah.
Were still invested in me. I don't know. It makes me, I feel really obligated now, and in no way, like, not obligated. I feel like it's just the right thing to do. Like, wow, these people are like really like some of my best friends, and I need to put forth the effort to stay friends with them, you know, because they're the good people.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get over heartbreak in the past? I think for me, it was definitely fitness and volleyball and friends really helped.
Yeah.
Time. A lot of time.
Ugh.
See, I know.
Me,
no one
like,
wants to hear that.
It usually takes me like a week to get over.
How long?
Big events.
Like, I feel weird because I feel like I set a date in the sand, like, this is the day, if I still feel totally crappy, I'm going to reach out and contact my ex. And
yeah.
I don't know, I finally got to that date, and I really didn't feel like reaching out, and I'm glad I didn't. And honestly, after that date, even though it was like 2 months later, I felt so much better. And I think that blog, too, was like right around the time, the date I had set to not reach out.
Yeah.
So like the mixture of that blog and not reaching out, like, before that, I kind of still felt crappy, and after that, I felt better.
With
and I
that,
can't,
like,
I couldn't believe it took me 2 months to feel like a human again.
Well, with that, like, what's reaching out to them going to do?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what I finally came to. What are you doing? You're like talking above your microphone, not
and,
into
well,
it.
Do you see this hangnail?
Oh. Well, I'm picking at a hangnail on my toe.
yeah, so, like,
time.
time, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like...
It took me, what, like, 3 years? Probably, like, not three full years, but, like, around there to, like, even start dating anyone again. And then I met Scott, and then here we are, married 6 months late. Like, but, like, I had to block that person out of my life because I could not... I just couldn't, like, stop thinking about it all the time. So, like, I had to take that time for myself.
Yeah.
Oh, I turned into, like, a total psycho whenever my college boyfriend broke up with me. And, like, one of my friends was still friends with him on Facebook, so I would log into her account to, like, creep on him.
Oh, my God. So I thought about doing that, but I can't. I can't be that person. Ooh. Yeah, oh, my God. Look at that.
Wow.
Mm.
To this day, he has me blocked on Facebook. Like, get over it. It's been a minute.
I mean, you guys know, but my ex.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this. Well, we have chatted. I've seen him out at the bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's just no, like, there's no, like, harsh feelings anymore. Everything's just, like, on my end is just calm.
Yeah.
Like, I can deal with him being in Clarion County. It doesn't, like, burn me up inside anymore. So, like, I think, like I said, time, it just, over the years, it's been, like, 5 years probably since we dated. But yeah. I just feel nothing, and it's great.
Well,
as far as, like, is it healthy to keep in contact or cut all contact?
Yeah.
Like, I personally am not friends with, like I said, the one has me blocked on Facebook. I'm personally, I don't see the point in being friends on Facebook with your exes.
Yeah,
on
I know
Facebook,
what you mean.
Social media, like any social media, what's the point? Like, why do you want to be all up in each other's business?
Yeah,
and like I'm, not, I mean, maybe it's just how I am as a person, but like I'm not trying to be friends with anyone that was my ex.
There's,
you know, like I just went through my Snapchat the other day and deleted all these unnecessary Snapchat friends, like whether they were guys that I went on dates with or guys that I hung out with in the past. I'm like, why are these people in my Snapchat friends list? Like, so I just deleted all them. And then I did the same thing with Facebook. And it's just like, what's the point?
Yeah. I'm in a weird spot, and I know it's like still a little bit fresh, but like we got along really well during our relationship. And for what it's worth, I mean, I don't know his opinion at all. But, like, we got along really well. I think maybe long-term we could be friends. But, you know, for now, I don't think, you know, just let it happen organically. Like, it's a small city. We'll eventually see each other out or at the same event or something. But, like, I don't know. Like, it's for me, it's going to have to be a little while longer, you know. It's not going to be, I don't know. You know, it's weird because we're always going to have that history. That's how we know each other, you know. So something I dealt with too while I was after this was just really feeling like lonely no matter what, even if I was in like a group of people. Like, what did you guys do? I feel like it comes back to time probably really helps, but
I don't know, maybe just turn your attention to something else. Do you read?
Oh yeah, I read three books during the past,
like,
2 months.
Binge
so.
Oh my God,
show.
I haven't read three books in 6 years.
I'm lame. I have like a whole bookshelf over there.
That's
There's several
not
books
lame.
In there I haven't read yet either, too, that are like I'm saving for a rainy day. I also got a game on my phone, so I was like dealing with that. I was also going on dates with people who ended up being total psychos, so.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. That was fun.
I was like very much a serial dater.
Ugh, I don't know, I'm a serial dater. That's something I need to talk to my therapist about. He's probably already got an idea, though. Like, he's like, oh, God, this guy.
I need to go back to a therapist, I think.
I'm a huge advocate for talking to a therapist because they can be totally objective and, I don't know, it's like a whole insight and opinion that you're not going to get from your friends and, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's really good. So, I used fitness as a big stress relief afterwards because it really improved my health or, like, my mental health. Like, because if I could go to the gym and beat up my body and lift some weights and count to 15 and call it a day, like, I don't know. It just improves my mood a lot. Does that help you guys if you're in a bad mood?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, when I get home from work and I'm, like, not really feeling like going to the gym, but then once I go and when I leave, I'm like, dang, I'm so glad I went.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing is I'm so, like, I work out downtown, so it's like, oh, I just feel like crap. It's like, as long as I just drag myself to the gym, that's all I have to do, you know? Then once I'm there, I can start doing stuff and I feel a little bit more motivated. I'm having a little bit of fun kind of doing that. It's like, so that's always the biggest thing for me. Just go to the gym. Just walk in the front door. That's all you have to do, you know? So no matter what, I'm trying to, like, you know, you try to think about something else, try to do something else, and, like, the thoughts just keep coming back. I don't know. For me, I felt like distraction, like the game on my phone, like the books. I mean, this podcast came about right in the midst of all of that, too. So I this has helped a lot, even this podcast, because it's I put my energy and my thoughts into creating something instead of thinking about what's been past.
Yeah, I think distraction, finding something good and positive to do, like not necessarily like distraction in like drinking or doing drugs or anything like that. Like, you need to keep your distractions positive.
I found that the worst times I felt after the breakup were times I was drinking.
That's
especially not even on the up, you know, when you're having fun and drinking with friends and drinking more and, oh, this is great. It was the, like, drive home, you know, or like the Uber ride home. And even when I'm here at home, like, I would just, oh, I'm going to have a beer or whatever. Feels fine. I'm having a good time watching TV. And then as soon as I'm done with that beer and then the downward slope happens, it's like, oh, God, that was such a bad idea, because now I just feel like total garbage. And, like, I'm having all sorts of negative thoughts and stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was getting so bad for me when I was drinking.
Right.
I would, like, wake up the next day and not know if, like, what I thought I said, or what I was thinking and all this stuff. So, for me, I feel like people that do heavily drink could get into a super dark,
bad place.
Yeah. Like, that they might not be able to crawl out of, you know?
Yeah.
No, because it masks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so easy to, like feel something and then just get drunk and then you don't feel it anymore, so.
And it was almost
like. You
just
do whatever you want.
It was almost like I was hallucinating in a way, because, like, as far as, like, not knowing what I was feeling or thinking or saying.
Yeah.
And then not knowing what was real and what wasn't real. So then I was just in, like, a constant state of, like, what in the hell did I say?
Like,
to
weird
so-and-so.
Confusion, yeah. I made the mistake.
Mental turmoil would be the best way to describe it.
The worst was, like, a month after the breakup, I got super drunk and then, like, ended up. I had him blocked on everything just for my own self, not because I was angry or anything. You know, it was like, I just can't see anymore. And then I found out we were still friends on Snapchat. Mm. So then I got into this, like, drunken tirade / pity party. And, like, that was just kind of like, okay, I have to, like, cool it on the drinking a little bit, because this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, you know, I made an ass of myself, so.
Oh, I've done that one too many times.
So I just, that's definitely where I, and then I blocked on Snapchat too, so. To save myself from myself. But yeah, I don't know. It was really hard. And oh, so okay, here's an off the cuff question. Like, it was so weird, because I was expecting it to, like, slowly go away, but there was, like, a definite, like, line in the sand moment where I felt better. Like, did you guys have, like, a similar moment in past relationships after the breakup? You know, you're like, man, like, today I feel better. Like,
I don't know if I have, like, a specific, like, time, but, like, I was saying earlier, I started dating Scott, and then we would go out to the bars all the time, and then I saw my ex at the bar, and I saw him, and then there was nothing, And then that's when I knew, I was like, fuck yes, I'm feeling like I'm okay.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? So it was like, it was nice to just be like, oh, that's, it just feels great to not care anymore type of thing.
I think, yeah, that's how I felt. And I admittedly, I felt that way. And then a few days later, kind of still felt a little crappy, but the feeling crappy wasn't associated with the ex of the breakup, but it was a moment like that. It was like, yes, I feel good not to feel anything anymore.
Yeah.
Say it. Just speak your thoughts. There's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
did it just took time?
I guess it took time, yeah.
And it wasn't, I don't know. I just, this happened to be how I felt this time. There was like this black and white moment.
But like with my college boyfriend, I told myself I wasn't going to date anyone for a very long time. So I took like 3 years.
Really?
I did the same thing.
Like
and
3 years,
it was like,
and I just was like, I'm not dating anyone. I was so anti-relationships.
I felt like that really hard after this one, but then I don't know, because I'm a serial dater or whatever, like I couldn't help finding people to go out on dates with and do stuff. And
for me though, like whenever I first moved to Pittsburgh, when I was going on all those like random dates and whatnot, mm-hmm. for the story and whatnot, it was so mentally exhausting.
It was okay.
Like I was having a hard time keeping it all straight. Like I was like, is it really worth it to get this expensive meal with this guy?
Carly and I used to get lunch when she worked close to my office, like every Friday together. And so we would meet up and there was like a good chunk of time that it was like the what's what and the who's who in Carly's yeah. lineup at those lunches. Like,
well, then like
I was having trouble keeping it straight at those, like figuring out, wait, who's this guy? Wait, who's that guy?
Well, even up until I met my current boyfriend, I was like so against relationships and like all my friends were like, are you going to date this guy? I'm like, no. And then I think I like ghosted him for a couple weeks, like Chris. I ghosted Chris.
Yeah.
And then I was in Maryland for a softball tournament. And like I had these weird feelings. I'm like, I like miss this guy. Like, what is happening? Like, I actually like this one. Like, he's worth like sticking around and like talking to. So whenever I came back from Maryland, we hung out and then we ended up dating. But I don't know. It was just different with him. I guess none of the other ones I went on dates with were worth my time.
I know something that I can say. This is off topic, but like I used to always think that like when you were in a relationship, you had to fight for this relationship. Like you like getting in fights and like yelling at each other and bickering over stuff was like a big deal. And me and Scott fight over nothing except for the dishes. And like, we're so calm with each other and it's such just like a non-stressful environment. And it's like, it's just a good feeling to know that you like don't have to be fighting for something.
Yeah.
In air quotes, to be in a relationship. Like you can just be in a relationship and be happy.
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
Carly's laughing at a picture. What are you laughing at?
This podcast is fucked.
John sent me this and look at it.
$20
instead of TWO.
Well, have you guys ever seen
the Plaza,
the Visit Parker website?
No, I didn't even realize there was a website.
Yeah, it's visitparker.us. It is horrible. There's so many grammatical errors. Like, it's like, this photo was taken by a local man. Oh, can you pull it up? Visitparker.us. This is way off topic. That's okay. We're nearing the end.
But yes, yeah, like what you were saying.
.us.
Oh, .us. Like Chris and I are just like best buds that do everything together.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Fuck you both.
It took me a long time to find it.
I think everyone has this unrealistic picture of what a real relationship will be like. And you don't know what it, like.
I have so many song lyrics that make me think about everything we've talked about today.
Chris and I moved in together after like 4 months.
Oh, shit.
5 months. Got a house. Within a week, we had adopted a dog. So it was like, shotgun, like a shotgun wedding was next up on the agenda. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm
but,
waiting for my invitation.
But I don't know. It's just, it's different with him. And he's super laid back. And I feel like I'm pretty high strung. Yeah, I mean, not currently. I've been like so boring lately. but like spontaneous, I guess, would be a better way to describe my personality. And he's like so laid back and chill. And I'm just like a psycho.
Well, I get attached to people. I'm like, I get really attached really fast. I don't know. Like,
I'm hoping he doesn't get to this point in the podcast. If he does, what up?
I'm afraid, like, I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, I just kind of get, like, infatuated with people, and I really, I don't know. I just want to spend time with people. I don't know. I'm going to defend myself.
There's no problem with that.
It's just, I don't know. I'm afraid sometimes that maybe I put my faith in people a little too quickly to the point where I'm the one getting hurt. I don't know. Go to things to do.
I was, like, looking
it's the things to do page. Okay. This is on visitparker.us, which is full of grammatical errors. Go back up.
Oh.
You'll find a vast variety of things to do while living or visiting the city of Parker. So that, to me, is already wrong. It should be living in or visiting the city of Parker, right? Because it's, like, it's not parallel or whatever.
Yeah.
This is my favorite one. This photo was taken by a local resident of the many bald eagles calling our city home. So okay, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but does this sentence not imply that the local resident lives within the bald eagles? This photo was taken by a local resident of the many bald eagles calling our city home. Yeah. Because it's a local resident who's calling our city home, and he's a resident of the many bald eagles.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's
Paul Henry took the photo.
Oh, he lives in bald eagles. I mean, the whole website is crazy. And first of all, they're advertising for their Parker Community Day, which
from last year. Wow.
Like, oh, it's just so bad.
Wow. Well, has anyone heard? Is the Edmonton Summerfest still on top of the hill? Because I heard that's causing some serious waves.
What?
After last year. They moved up to the ball fields.
And it's not on Main Street anymore?
No.
Why?
And
so,
it's
like,
not okay.
Like, all these letter to the editors are coming out of, like, people standing up for the old people that don't get to walk out.
Oh, my God.
Walk out of Bridgeview to the...
I'm busy that weekend probably anyway, so... All right.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we're off the rails. How do we end this? Let's all have one word of advice about relationships to wrap it up. It can be the shittiest advice if you want.
I guess just each relationship is unique, and even if your significant other is not interested in working out with you, like, they can still support you from afar. Like, Chris doesn't give a rat's ass that I do CrossFit, but he doesn't want to do it, but he doesn't care if I do it.
Yeah,
so
he doesn't. Okay.
Just find what's right for you, and, like, if you are going through a breakup, use fitness as a motivator. Not necessarily to get back at your ex, like someone, but just as something to keep you going, something to keep you waking up in the morning.
I think my thing, you know, is, I don't know. Let me put this thought together here. Like, definitely to really give yourself to another person and have a good relationship with them, you've got to focus on yourself too. You know, so realize that you're just as important as that relationship, you know, and your needs and your wants and your fitness goals, you know, are important to you. So keep at them, you know, and don't let – it's easier said than done, but don't let the good, the bad, or the ugly get in the way of those things as much as you can. Sam, what's your piece of advice, Sam?
I think I'm going to throw it back to younger Sam and anyone that is younger listening, that if you're in a relationship now and you feel like they don't necessarily, like, care about your feelings or anything, that maybe they aren't the one, and you have time. You have time to find someone new. You have time to let go and love yourself. So just... don't think that this is the end all be all. There is always someone else out there. And when you know, you know.
Aww.
And just hopefully these dating apps will make their exit rather soon.
Yeah. I deleted my dating apps. I couldn't do it anymore.
I just can't even believe how advanced Tinder is now. Apparently, you can like put your profession and all this other stuff, everything short of your W-2 on the Tinder app.
I'm still waiting for you to come out with Hinder.
I tried. Someone came up with it.
Oh, no.
I didn't have the skills necessary to make my genius idea.
I think I have athlete's foot.
Ew. I thought I had psoriasis last week.
Wait, look at this thing under my armpit. Yesterday. Isn't that scary? It's a piece of dry skin or something.
Yeah, I have it under my bra, under my left boob.
I think it's just dryness from all.
Well, I thought it was psoriasis, but then I felt like a leathery patch on my hip. I'm like,
It's probably just, Sam, do you have any dry skin you want to talk about?
I heard it's stress induced, so I'm going to blame it on the stress.
Okay, just use some lotion. Let's lotion up and we'll reconvene at our next podcast and talk about dry skin.
All right, do you guys have anything on the skin? Going forward, I know this was like a kind of an off topic to discuss, but like it's like a necessary topic. So as far as mental health and fitness, but like not everyone wants to bear everything out there for the world to see. So we understand if we don't get a lot of feedback on this.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah,
we're basically doing it for us. So
yeah.
And like, going forward, we came up with an outline, like a structural outline. So instead of the monthly blogs, which we can still do blogs if
we
want to.
I'm perfectly fine with blogging still.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have to be a huge thing. Like, it can be a paragraph or two on our thoughts on a topic.
Well, I think the interview thing will be cool.
Oh, yeah. I think once we have people on to interview to talk about something or... we did too. We asked for questions for the first one. We didn't ask for questions for this one. Like, if anybody listening has questions or something, send it to our inbox or comment on something, and we'll try to put it in our outline for our next.
Yeah, and
our next podcast.
Our next podcast is going to focus on, sobriety, binge
and drinking, and
how mental health ties into that. Yeah. So. It'll be one of the darker topics, but definitely a necessary topic to discuss.
I think it'll be a fun topic because as long as the three of us are being open and honest and talking about stuff, I mean, I think, as a form of therapy, it'll help. But, like, I don't know. I have fun talking about this kind of stuff, like talking about relationship stuff. I had fun.
Yeah.
I feel so much better.
Oh, well, that's good.
All right. So,
do you want to plug anything? Yeah, like social media or anything.
Sure. Follow us on all of the social medias.
Broken to Barbell @BrokenToBarbell.
Yeah. And I think we're good.
Yeah.
Ready to say goodbye, everyone? Ready?
Bye.
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 It's been great. Bye.